Hi, this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
My name's Dan, and my keyboard doesn't have any batteries.
Oh, no.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy? Long time no see. Happy New Year.
Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, we're here at Skid Row Studios. We have Kim in the Created here. He's going to come on a little bit right now. Matt's sitting across from me. How's your New Year?
It was great. It's great. How was yours?
It's pretty good. Solid.
Yeah. Party. Little party there.
Yeah. Some chill time. Mm-hmm. Some time off work, finally. It was cool.
Ooh. Kim and her creations. Today we have Matt and Dan.
Hi.
You guys are going to compete. I have her creations here.
We're competing?
Yeah. On the computer.
Sure.
So you got to tell me what this creation is. And we'll just banter from there.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for the first one? Here's creation number one.
Dan, years ago people said to me, they said, how can I get rid of children? The answer is bandsaws.
Bandsaws?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Child-sized bandsaws. I can't even see them.
That's pretty good.
Right, all right.
Next creation.
Ah, I see. Okay. Hey, these are they're like little, small robotic little frog things, right? But they have teeth, and they're for removing herpes and crabs. You just let them get on there, and they nibble away just like scrubbing bubbles. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Next creation.
Dan, you ever see the intestines of a donkey
as
it's traveling through space?
No. Can we please?
This machine plays you the sound of the inside of a donkey as it travels through space.
So you sit there, you put the headphones on, and just...
You have to insert
a
microphone.
It?
It's literally a microphone you just stick into a donkey.
Creation's done.
Ah, okay.
Next creation, Dan.
It's 15 seconds. Ooh. I'm sorry, but I don't know why all I picture is Mr. Fantastic beating off.
That's not an invention, but that happened. That was it.
Next creation.
I picture after Mr. Fantastic beats off. That's disgusting.
Next creation.
Oh, okay, I see. This is a heart monitor. It keeps you repeating at the steady pace by demonstrating a steady beat for your heart to follow, but you have to hear it too all day.
Sorry.
This is the sound I first heard when I tried to have sex.
How many more of these fucking things are there?
There's that one. There's that one. And there's this one.
I wish these are all the same sound. This is explain this. Explain this Rube Goldberg machine. The human centipede is a Rube Goldberg machine. That's what it is.
Holy Christ. Okay, thank you very much. Jesus,
You're welcome.
To a badass show. We went to a badass show. Well, you guys aren't even fucking here. Where's Joaquin? He's out there somewhere. We went to see Slow Season Zigzags and Slow Light down at the Bootleg. The fuck day was that? Friday?
Mm-hmm.
That Friday was awesome. It was so cool. That was a cool show. We're going to play a whole block from those Writing Easy Record fellows coming up right now. And I want to just announce, these guys emailed me from the Fontaines, and they look like they got a really cool residency going on at the Silver Lake Lounge. It says a tribute to Cameron Crowe. What day is today? The 5th? I guess there's one after this episode. Bobby T and Walter. The 12th is Girl Tears, who we're playing tonight. You should check this out. We're going to post it on the page. I think I already did. Anyways, it's a pint of cacophony. We're sitting here. Kim's coming on. Let's play some fucking music.
Check out my cool picture. It is me with an elephant.
Very cool. I like it.
I've seen all the different types. We all fit a certain category. The bully, the charmer, the surrogate dad, the man possessed by ungovernable rage, the brain. And any of those types could be a good detective, and any of those types could be an incompetent shitheel.
Which type were you?
Oh, I was just a regular type dude with a big-ass dick.
Thank you.
this banana. Very yummy, very delicious, very swag. I like it.
Yeah. I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
It's 2015, and Dan's out at night again digging up a body to bring back to life with lightning from the sky in his lab that he has on that castle on the hill that everyone wonders about.
Alex, I need a musician's brains.
I will hand you bits of brains from an American bald eagle and a tiger shark from Lithuania with the sullen pheromones of a Burmese tiger.
Shit! Yes! Oh, fuck, she's alive!
She has been created. Get it?
Jesus, I hope they get it.
Oh,
I
my
that
God.
Reference was pretty fucking clear in my book.
Kim and the Created.
Split with Prettiest Eyes out now on Burger Records and Lollipop Records.
Welcome back to A Planet of Good Coffee. We're sitting here with Kim. How you doing?
So good.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah.
I think we covered all
that's
the bases.
Nice. Yeah. Creepy, but nice. Just how I like it.
Right on. So happy new year, first off.
Oh, thanks.
Did you get to spend that okay?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a split out now, the Prettiest Eyes and Burger Records and Lollipop.
That's true.
Let's fill the crowd in about it. Let's hear about it. Tell me about the split. How did it start? And then how did it split?
I get it. So I went and saw one of my Ty Siegel fan, and
right.
He was had his Echo residency those 3 days, and I saw
Yeah.
Or 4 days, was it, or 3 days?
Yeah, it was four.
It was four.
Four days.
Four nights, yeah.
And then one of the days was Prettiest Eyes, and I didn't know who that was, and I actually ran into him at Footsie's, mm-hmm. and I asked him, I was like, who is that? And then I went and got, ran into them, because my friend Frank from KXLU was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go see them, check them out at the Satellite tonight, and I was like, okay, let's go see them, and I just was like, oh my God. It was amazing. Like their energy and performance and weirdness and their songs and everything about it. So then I just told them, I was like, I have this, you know, it was like a weird thing because it was this, all this weird things that happened. Like Bobby Harlow was leaving town. I only had time to record a couple songs. I had 12 hours to record a song. So I only recorded two. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do with two songs? And so then I was like,
that's like the perfect ingredients for
yeah,
a
exactly.
Split.
So it was like all this like kind of bullshit, but then it ended up turning into like serendipity. Perfect.
Exactly. And they were in and you
yeah.
were in and boom.
Point
that
point.
Sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We just played one. We're going to play some more off of it. And last week, or the last episode we had in the last year, we made a boo-boo and you totally busted us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was just worried. I was just concerned because you were like, Get Away by Kim and the Created, and it was really Prettiest Eyes, and I was like, I
yeah,
hope they're not, because they're like, we're like a super fan of Kim and the Created, they're so great, and I'm like, are they really
song.
A fan of Prettiest Eyes, and really they're like, oh wait, no, like, we don't even like that band, like, no, this whole time, I was like, I wrote Dan, and I'm like, do you realize my songs, do you know who I am, like, and he's
yeah.
like, oh yeah, it's just a misprint.
Yeah, totally.
But I was just worried. I was like,
fudge the bucket on that one.
We had a brain fart.
Yeah, we had a brain fart, and then it was all. They were the pizza party dudes were here making them. Yeah. Oh, don't even worry. You're sitting right here in front of us, right?
Yeah.
And they're not.
I think so.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
they're coming. I think they're coming. Right. We haven't booked for February.
Yeah, they're doing the works.
It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's on the calendar. So all songs written, performed, and recorded by Kim House. How's that work out for you?
I like it. It doesn't make my band very happy sometimes, and why I'm a lot
is this
of
by choice though?
Or
are you like when I'm gonna make music or whatever?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna be like, I'm doing everything. You just want to control on every like little aspect of what's going on in the song?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I compare it to like, you know, marriage. It's like, you know, people who like share bank accounts or like, change their name and do all this stuff like that never made any sense to me. It was just more like keeping things simple and as diplomatic as possible. And it, to me, it feels more comfortable. And I think like my current band now, it like it makes sense because it's just like, you know, everything's like on the table. Like, this is what you get. This is what happens. This
right,
is what you do.
You're
like, it just makes sense because it's just like, I don't know. I'm not really good about that like ambivalent, weird, like, you know, who is what. I'm just very like direct person. Like, you know, I just like to do it myself too. And like, you know, listening to people growing up and hearing some different people who wrote everything and recorded everything themselves, or like even like in their rooms and
like whom,
like even like White Stripes and like right, stuff like right, he recorded like in his room and different stuff like that. It was like, I just was like, I wanted to do that and just be able to say it once. And I'm making a point for my band that I play with now to when we record, we're going to record together. So
oh,
that
yeah,
they feel like they're in a band.
They get to deliver and put put that spot down.
Yeah, because it's like, I like to do that. I want it, like, it's like, obviously I can benefit from like other people's things. I just wanted to be able to say like, I wanted just for myself, just to be like, I made this.
Yeah, this is, yeah, this represents me. I had my fingers involved in every aspect mm-hmm. of it. Right, and then you're like, I got that down. Now let's be a band a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, I did it.
All right, cool.
Now you can come in.
I saw that you posted, yeah, you'll be releasing a very limited edition of Apartment Demos. Also be re-releasing your first EP, 50 copies of each.
Yeah, it was weird because with the Apartment Demos, that's kind of like the beginning of the story. Like, I just wanted to play drums, and I got kicked out of the first band I played drums in. And so I just wanted to be able to play, and so I did it out of default. I was just like, okay, well then how can I keep
you're
playing
like,
music?
If they don't want me to play with them, then I'm gonna just fucking
I
keep playing.
I want to play those.
Yeah, exactly.
How do I keep playing? And so I just wrote the songs on bass and did what I could, and literally the Apartment Demos are what I would always say is like a 14-year-old guy with an acoustic guitar. You know, like you're like figuring
yeah,
it out.
Fucking
you're
around
like
in
fucking
your room.
Around, like,
yeah.
I just got this for Christmas from my parents. I'm going to go write some songs. And like, mm-hmm. that's what like the Apartment Demos are. And then I just recently got a bunch of people saying like, wait, where can I buy that? Where can I get that? And I was like,
like you want it?
You want what? Like, well, a friend of mine told me I should probably take it down and just be like, focus on the good stuff. Or like some people are
like, these were your growing pains.
Like, I know,
it's okay
exactly.
not to, like, everybody has them. You don't need to post them.
I know, exactly. I was just like, well, fuck, like if people want them, then, you know,
yeah, you gotta give
I'm
the people
stoked
what
to
they
put
want,
them out.
Right?
Yeah, get what they want.
Exactly.
And stuff, so it's cool, but, you know, that was the thing too, is like from starting, I wasn't even sure I was ever going to play music or do any of that. And I made those Apartment Demos and I sent it to my friend Frank and Domenico at KXLU. And then I was like, just tell me, like, honestly, just, you know, I was booking bands at the time. I was like, just tell me, like, do you think, like, you know, like, you're great, Kim, we love you, but like, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Is like, it be honest? Is it cool?
I know exactly. Yeah, I was like, just tell me, like, like, maybe that's not your booking. You're so good at that. Just keep doing that or something, you know?
You're like, it's what you use to kind of to test the waters
exactly.
before you went like full on.
And then he put it, he's like, oh, by the way, we played it on KXLU on Thursday. Oh, he played it on Friday. And then, you know, they were like, they called in, where do they find, he's like, make a band page. And I was literally like in my apartment, like,
what? I gotta, yeah.
Like, oh my God. It was pretty crazy. So then, you know, those Apartment Demos are important to me for that. You know, that reason, because it was just kind of like, and that's why KXLU is so important to me too, because it's like, I probably would have been in my apartment just second guessing myself forever, or just like never done it, because I would have been like, I don't know. Like,
it sounds like it was like
the right
catalyst you needed to just
exactly.
like, fucking jump.
Somebody just throwing that shit into the water and being like, you got to now. That's like the only way to do it, I think, sometimes.
That's awesome. What are your goals for Kim and Created in 2015?
Well, my goals in 2014 were, I wanted to be on Lollipop and I wanted to be on Burger Records, and then we did that, and then I was just hoping to play Beach Goth at some point, and we did that, and then play shows with bands I liked and respected, and we did that, and then 2015 I just wanted to tour, so far so good.
Everything's going like, according to plan.
It's like, that's what I wanted to do. It's just like, you know, really tour was like a huge a huge thing for me. It was just being able to, you know, be on the road and actually, you know.
Tell us about that. I wrote one of these questions, and I was just curious. When you're up there, because I see your pictures, and it's just like so much. It looks so intense upstage, you know, and that's one of the best things about seeing live music, that you just don't get off the record. Sometimes you do, it transfers, but a lot of times being there, it's just, it takes like the crowd and the dickhead bumping into you and then watching someone up there sweat.
I need the kid to hit me. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like all that stuff mixed up.
Punch me.
What do you feel inside yourself when you're standing up there on stage? Like,
well, that's the whole
mid-show.
Thing. For me, it's just kind of like, you know, why I didn't, like, you asked me to do like acoustic here, and it's just why I didn't want to do that. It's just because, like, if I know I can't do it 110%, then I just don't I don't want to do it. So it's just like, you know, some people, like even my current bassist, is like, where did this come from? Like, you know, I'm like at the time 28 years old at the time, and it just seems like, oh, I just felt like starting a band. But I mean, when I was 3 years old, I started taking dance, and I took dance 6 days a week, tap, jazz, ballet, point, you know, gymnastics.
Sweet.
6 days a week I was performing constantly, and then I was in theater. And I was in competitions. I was like literally like in buses traveling to do monologue and duet and ensemble competitions. And then I went to acting school, and I've literally never not been on stage my whole life. So to some people, they're like, you decided at 27
like, where did this
to be
come
in a band.
From? And you're like, what do you mean, where did this come
I know,
from?
It's like I'm addicted. I have a disease. I'm addicted. I have to be on stage. I feel like I'm going crazy. So it's like, that's what it is. It's just like, you know, like Girl Tears, who I'm playing with, you know, at the residency on the 11th. We were talking about that. I was just saying, like, we're literally talking about the addiction, about, like, having to be on stage and, like, what's next? And, like, you know, are we going to ever be, like, done with it? You know, like, I was even just being like, sometimes it's like, I want to be.
That's good to think about, like, because, like, as you get older, as a musician, you look at Mick Jagger on stage, and he's still up there. Like, do you think he's done with it?
I mean,
it's obviously got to be different for every person.
Over again, hearing the same. And I guess it's, you know, like pull the woman card, whatever. But I do feel like it's different for men and women too, and stuff like that, because it's like, you know, that's like a whole nother story. But it's like I said, it's like I have no idea. I didn't expect it being, you know, my age and being here today.
Are you glad?
I'm glad and I love it. I'm just saying, like, you never know. So I don't try to plan anything. I have no idea. It's like, maybe I will be doing this forever. Maybe I have no idea. Maybe I won't. I have no idea. It's just like, you go with it. But all I know is that I have to be performing at some point. So, and whatever that is, that's what I'll be doing.
That's so awesome. We're going to go into a song break, and I'm going to come back and play some more. it's great to have you here, Kim. We're here on A Pint of Cacophony afternoon, you guys. This next track is a solo thing that I just wanted to share around. You can find it on Bandcamp. It's by Michael Fiore. He's from Criminal Hygiene. And I don't know. I think it's fucking cool. It's called Noticing a Stranger. And then we're going to go into Spitting Pips and some more fucking awesome rock and roll. We'll be back.
Korean gymnast Kim Hwan, who made a perfect dismount on what was later revealed to be a broken leg.
star, and all my friends are outlined in chalk. Time after time, I've lost my cool. I'm coming down with the flu for years, while signing off with a happy cheers. Why, oh, why is it mine? Noticing the stranger, noticing the stranger.
Everybody rock your body, rock.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No. No.
Dirty to me.
I don't know what to say, Ray.
Come on, just make something up.
Oh, Ray, why did you make me so bad?
Come on, because you a bad girl.
Okay. I'm gonna work it.
Yeah, work it.
I'm gonna make this mine.
Ooh, it's all yours. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna piss on your face. And then I'm gonna fart in your mouth. Yeah, and then I'm gonna shit on these walls, Ray. Ooh.
Hey.
It's too dirty?
I'm gonna close.
back to Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. We're sitting here with Kim from Kim and the Created and Matt Brousseau. He's a comedian, and Joaquin's lurking with the camera, taking pictures of the walls.
Joaquin.
Being a Peruvian. Hey, I really want to ruin Sons of Anarchy for Joaquin. Look, he's so far behind.
Kim, have you seen it?
I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay.
All right, next week we'll figure something out for Joaquin. But we're going to play a game.
I thought games were fun, and this is just straight terrifying.
Yeah, I know you're freaking out, and there's, like, papers over here, and there's, like, a one and two behind door one and two. I don't really know what's going on, but let's hit it.
A Pint of Cacophony presents...
Describe This Shit!
Today on Describe This Shit, Team 1, Nicolas Cage's Blumpkins with Alex as Matt's Describer versus Team 2, The Frau Blühers. With Kim as Dance Describer.
666.
Long intro.
Scary.
I think we got this. So it's me and you, Kim, versus these two fuckfaces. I think we got this.
You're going down!
Yeah, fuckfaces do.
Die, you pig disgusting.
I found a lucky
American
dollar on your floor, so I guess he's going to win.
I wouldn't really rub that with your hand. Yeah, you might want to
wash your hands.
The show made a profit.
All right, let's do this game.
All right, so me and you, Matt, we're first, right? We're going to describe the video.
Okay, so what's going to go on is we have a TV in here that we can't play because we'll get pulled off the internet, but we can see it inside. They're going to play YouTube.
They're going to play
YouTube clips on there, and me and Matt are going to be blindfolded, and our respective teammates are going to try and describe what's on the screen.
At the same time?
No, we're going to take turns.
Oh.
And if you get it wrong... there is a punishment that Cheyenne has prepared, and they're sitting here marked 1 and 2. I'm not really sure what the fuck they are.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go for it. Who's going first? Matt's got his eyes.
Matt first.
Okay. Oh, this is adorable, dude. Very adorable.
Mm-hmm. That's so helping him.
These are cats. Okay, so it's a
dog. Can I have this? What is these? Oh,
okay,
you
it's superheroes. Uh-huh. It's a very popular show from the 1960s. It only lasted 2 years.
Batman and Robin.
It's a very famous guy, Adam West, played Batman. Uh-huh. Oh, God, I just gave it to you.
Yeah,
never mind.
You totally.
You guys suck at this.
Oh, my God. Cheers. You're like
there's a dog, and there's a picture of a dog, and then there's Batman.
So Lassie has a family, okay?
Okay, so.
That's a punishment. Fuck you guys.
All right. That's a punishment.
What number did they get? 1 or 2, Cheyenne? What do you want to give them? What punishment?
I'm sorry, man.
2?
Your punishment is number two.
Ooh.
Number two.
Doesn't he need lyrics? Listen, we got 2 in here, right? Oh, it's for them because they lost. We have our own coming up.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry.
was it good?
You have yours? You good?
I don't have lyrics.
Cheyenne.
Do I have lyrics?
No. Hold on, I'm gonna go get them.
Just gonna go get them.
All right. So what is the punishment? It looks like we have lyrics. We have to sing a song.
Together, clearly about each other. I believe it is.
I guess we are gonna have to perform in some way.
This is Olivia.
I said no, and you're making me.
I fucking weaseled my way into it, and I knew it was gonna happen. I planned this all along.
I knew when I walked in the hallway and it smelled like a dentist's office that there would be fear, and I was gonna do something I didn't want.
Did you say it smelled like a dentist's office?
A little bit.
That's relieving because usually it doesn't smell like.
That's the potpourri. It's dentist.
No, I'm scared.
Dentist.
Alex, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. let's hear this.
Is there background music? Or we just
of course there is. Dude.
What is this?
This is You're the One That I Want.
Oh, let's hear it, boys.
Here we go.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
Oh God, I don't want to sing.
And I'm losing my ears are bleeding.
I got fucking chills.
Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Zap.
They're gonna do the whole song. Fuck.
We don't have time for this.
Yeah, I know. Get up.
Alright, that's enough. I think we're good.
I don't know.
We're good.
Oh my God. Zap.
Alright.
That's all I got.
So can we move on to the next clip?
Zap.
Let's move on.
All right. Cover my eyes. Zap.
Can I see where it says zap?
It doesn't say zap. There's no way it fucking says zap.
Does it say?
Where does it say zap?
It doesn't say zap. Electrifying, obviously.
Zap.
Zap.
Matt, I was trying to go Neil Young.
I was trying to go Neil Young because I heard you're Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. There's no zap on this paper. Okay, so here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we're about to be presented with your video.
I'm trying to fix my fucking headphones.
We just gotta get real blindfolds.
This is so stupid. We never have blindfolds, and we blind people on the show all the time.
Blindfolds for you.
Thank you. We blind people all the time, and we don't have fucking proper blindfolds.
I love your mullet, Dan. I love your mullet.
I'm sure the sex show before the show has blindfolds.
I feel like I have a flannel mullet.
Here we go.
No cushions, blindfolds.
Here's your video, Kim.
Okay.
All right, Kim, we got this. I'm zoned in.
Most people in Orange County do it.
What? They do shit up.
They, it's like the last one, sort of, the same type of thing. The second word is like the same thing.
Man.
It's like surfing, but on concrete.
Skate man.
Yes, but skate what?
Skate boy.
But like the last show, like the last
skate
one.
Skate man.
Like not the Batman, Batman what? Like the last
what?
One? Like not a cat and not a bird.
But a skate man.
But a skate? Oh my God, you're just fucking with me. Like you know the answer.
Skater. Skateboard.
What? Not skate. Skateboard what?
Skateboarder.
Cat. Skateboard dog.
Hey. Skateboard dog. Skateboard bulldog.
Skateboard dog. Five.
Skateboard dog.
He said it. We win.
Wow. Did you know, Dan?
Oh, like the first one because there was a dog.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you know the whole time?
No. Honestly.
I'm just super good at
honestly,
it.
I saw Dark, and then she was saying skateboard, and then she said, like, Batman. All I could picture was fucking Batman doing badass shit, and I got confused.
You're like, badass shit. Badass shit.
Hey, we got one more. We got more punishments. I know that.
Yeah.
I guess
you just want to punish me. That's all that it is. You're like, no.
Let's have you guys do it one more time.
We're gonna do one more.
Yeah, one at a time. So let's have you guys do one. Oh, one more, since we have our guest here.
This time he describes it.
Oh, do you?
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Switch. Yeah. You want to just cover your face?
Or you can just turn this way. Yeah. There you go.
Perfect. I trust you. All right. So over here,
Dan,
on this screen. Yes.
Dan, you have to get her to say the name of the video.
The name of the video.
Yes. Just describe to her the video, and she would get it.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
Just roll with it.
She's not looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't look.
Here we go.
Why'd
you call me?
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
How? Okay. All right. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. So, okay, so.
Dolphins, babies. Wait, what? Cry baby. Cry the kid. Crying wolf. What?
I have disgraced my father.
I don't know. Right. The pressure is getting to me. I don't crying? Different things. Say more things. Different.
Oh, it's over. It was Ninja Baby.
Watch it again.
Like, I believe the countdown was not the same length of time.
I think it was the length of there. See, Ninja Baby.
Never seen Ninja Baby in my life.
No, she's. I had to describe the title. See, look. Wah.
I don't watch TV. I don't watch YouTube. I've never heard of Ninja Baby. That's adorable. You just wanted to punish me, so let's just do it.
All right. So what is the punishment? Is it a fuck?
Shannon, what's the punishment?
Okay, so yes, your punishment is singing number two. Or number one, I'm sorry. And the verse is highlighted.
Oh.
Just give me a second.
Let me get my seats.
Hold on. I feel like I gotta put my feet on the ground for this one.
Get grounded.
Get your diaphragm up.
It's like the highest pitched thing that ever existed.
I feel like I have to.
Cannot do high pitch.
We're ready then.
We could go really low.
Oh.
Hold me close.
You ready? Oh, it starts kind of fast.
We should both do it like that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Right here, Dan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right here. I got you.
I got you. Well, I feel so real, lying here with no one near, only you. You can hear me when I say softly, slowly.
Fuck.
Hold me closer, tiny dinosaur. Hold the headlights on the highway.
Fucking god awful.
lay me down in sheets of linen.
Linen. Ah, I guess.
You had a busy day today.
There we go.
Wow.
I never knew lay me down in the sheets of linen.
Sounds soft. And comfortable.
Soft, yeah.
I think Elton John knew what was up. Nice job.
That was pretty good, actually.
Fuck. Thanks. We are like Cookie Monster. Dollar. Yeah, you deserve that dollar. All right, we'll be back. Sweet Bump It. This song's called Slow Down. It's brand new. Fucking love it.
Up with my daughter.
Oh, I'm engaged to Pam.
I thought you were gay.
Then why would you want to set me up with a daughter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Okay, Dan.
What? I didn't say a damn thing. What are you getting mad at me for?
Just kidding.
Me and Kim are just talking about where we can go buy some body parts and formaldehyde.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said the science teacher store, like, I'm supposed to know what the heck.
You know, there's stores, though, like medical supply stores where hospitals go buy formaldehyde, or I'm sure chemistry teachers
like
or biology,
aisle three. They're
biology
like, aisle
teachers.
Three, formaldehyde.
Take a left on Main Street. It's right there.
I'm sure it's on Skid Row.
Here's a pen.
That's
you're gonna probably
want to
write this down.
I've always wondered where the frogs are.
It's just Matt's address. He's like, I got some in my basement.
Piles of this
stuff.
You want
a couple of things of formaldehyde, I got you.
I'm sure they come from the same fresh. Place where the frogs come, you know, where you dissect them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be some supply store where these people go get these things.
My house.
And all we have to do, if you guys are listening, we need a school teacher. We need a school teacher with one of those cards that gets us some formaldehyde.
I have a degree in teaching. And then I'll get you one.
Well,
what?
This is perfect. We're going to make it short.
10th frog, you get free brain. It's a punch card.
All right. I want to say thanks, Cam, for coming down and singing with me and kicking off this new year here at a Panic Cacophony with us. And you're playing the January, one of the nights at the residency at the Continental Room in Fullerton, right? With Girl Tears?
Yes, this is true.
Which night is that? I see the 11th here.
1-1-1.
With adult books?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. So get down there.
This music is so high.
Oh, this is Ella Fitzgerald singing about Satan.
So nice.
Isn't it nice? I thought it'd be appropriate.
I don't know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ella Fitzgerald singing about Satan.
Thank you. Satan pin.
You got a Satan pin? See, there you go.
There we go. It's very romantic, Dan. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome. I'll take this gift from you.
I'm reaching out.
There you go. You got it.
There we go.
All right, cool. Well, catch her split, please. Catch her split. Like you said earlier, if you give a shit, look it up.
Yeah, if you want to know more, you can find it.
It's Kim and the Created.
We got the internet these days.
Get learned. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
All right,
hope
good night, guys.
See ya.
We'll see you next week with Ariel Pink. Should be fun. Good night, fuckers.
Someone I'm mad about is waiting in the night for me.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.